Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation. So excited to talk to you today. We are going to talk about why you need a plan for your cleaning company. And this is a tough one. I was concerned if I should do this one or not because it's not sexy, right? I was like, if I advertise why you need a plan for your cleaning company, no one's going to show up. But it is so crucial and so important and so unknown. So I said, screw it. We're going to do it. Hopefully we'll give lots of value. I'd rather give massive value to 10 people that show up as opposed to have 1,000 people show up and not really get what they need. So today we're going to talk about why you need a plan for your cleaning company. The problem is you want to grow and you desperately want to grow, a lot of you, and you're doing everything that you know how to do and you've been doing everything you know how to do, but you're just like banging your head against a concrete ceiling that's just a little too short. You just can't get to the next level. And as you guys know, that creates frustration. If you do it long enough, can kind of have self-worth issues, right? Like, does anyone care? Is it me? Obviously it costs money, years of your life, all sorts of negative stuff. If you don't have just a basic plan. That said, hello, Samaya and Denise Considine, Christopher from New Jersey, one of our more loyal folks. Love having you on, Denise. Good to see you. So the reality is we get this belief that if I just keep doing what I've been doing, but I do it with more vigor, I'll get different results. But the reality is not only do you have to do different things, you have to be a different person. Speaking of a different person, hello, Jason Johnson, Lou, one of our enrollment coaches. I'm in the house. Good to see you both. A lot of us kind of just want to have this, like, if I just keep doing what I've been doing, I will kind of, it'll all work itself out. The reality is not only do we have to do different things, we have to be a different person first, then we can get different, then we can do different things, and then we'll get different results. That said, just to give you some data, they did a multi-decade study at Harvard where they had thousands of Harvard students. So these weren't just your regular folks. These were people that were really, kind of the top of their class and so on. And they found that the 14% that had goals did 30 times better in life than the folks that did not have goals. And of those 14%, they found the 3% that had written goals, actually wrote them down, did 3 times as better than the ones that didn't. So over decades, even people that are very smart, very well educated, the people that wrote goals did way, way, way better than the people that didn't have goals. And people that wrote their goals down did way, way, way better than those that had them but didn't write them down. Hey, Adriana, Nice, Marisa, Alexis, Louis, good to see you. All right, so the reality is if you were in that boat of, well, I don't really need a plan, or I kind of have a plan, or hope is a good strategy, the reality is a bad plan is better than no plan, right? So we've got to get you out of Rick's here. We got everybody in the house. So exciting to see you guys. Any plan is better than no plan. I'd rather have a bad plan than go in the wrong direction and just kind of go nowhere, right? Because life has definitely got an agenda for you. That agenda never ends up where you want. If we have a plan that doesn't work, at least we can learn something. But if we don't have a plan, we don't do anything, we end up ending in the same place. Hey, Leah's here. I'm so excited. We got a lot of the guys. Sherry, oh my goodness. This is the most Grow My Cleaning Company folks we've had on. So if you ever are going to talk with one of our coaches, we have most of them here. We got Rick and Lou and Leah and Sherry. So make sure you say hi to those guys and gals and be nice, because if you're ever going to look for help for us, those are the people that you're going to talk to first. So again, a bad plan is better than no plan. And the two things that we can kind of fall into that are going to kill us are the two ends of the same spectrum. One is, I don't need a plan, or I kind of have a plan, it'll all work itself out. I'm just going to use hope as my strategy. The reality is I'd rather have a bad plan than a kind of plan, but a bad actual plan than a bullcrap fake plan. And then the flip side is we go, okay, well, I've got to have a detailed, perfect plan that has every contingency, and then I can kind of put it into place. Those are the opposite ends of the problem. You're going to get the same result, which I'm not going to do anything. James Barena, one of our millionaire masterminds. We get Jason Johnson in the house a lot, but James Barena, he's an oldie but a goodie. Nice to see you there, buddy. And Veronica. Also, I mean, we got a lot of folks that are a lot of loyal folks coming on. So we want to make sure we don't fall for the, I kind of have a plan, so I'm not going to do anything, or the I have to have a perfect plan before I do anything, and just realize any plan, a bad plan, a half-baked plan is better than no plan. And the problem, the thing that holds most of us back is we feel that it's too overwhelming, right? So today we're going to break it down, show just how easy it is and how simple it is, so we can get you guys to go forward with the plan and we can start getting back on the growth train. First is the cool thing, and I learned this from Vern Harnish probably 20 years ago at MIT, this birthing a giant thing he put on. Every business has three parts, no matter what kind of business it is. You got to sell the service or product that you're doing, right? You've got to deliver the product or service that you're doing. And then someone's got to account for everything, right? We got to find out how the money comes in and out. That's really it. So when you're making a plan, it's easy to get super detailed and be like, I need to count everything and I need to have all these things. There's just really those three things. And what that looks like in cleaning is obviously the selling it is getting clients. We need a plan for that. The delivering the service is hiring and keeping a team of good employees that have, you know, scheduling and resources they need to do a good job. Ralph Rangel, speak of the devil, one of our next level guys, definitely another moldy oldie. Ralph is probably my favorite guy to pick on in the next level group. I got to say, he's you know, just like you pull the pigtails of the girl you like. I like busting Ralph's chops because he's a good guy. So we got to get over that overwhelm. Realize we really just need three major plans in place. Good thing about, you know, I've had a car dealership. I've had construction companies where we did lots of progress buildings, a big, you know, million dollar projects, and the accounting get to be out of control. The good thing is if you set your cleaning company up right, the accounting piece of it, that third of our business, not super tricky. That leaves just really two parts that we need a real plan for: getting clients and getting employees to do the work for the clients that we got, right? So we want to make sure that before you get overwhelmed, you realize it's not that big of a deal. And we got Aviv here. Holy crap. I think we might have every single one of our coaches on here. Holy heck, this is a big coach day. If ever you have wanted help from one of our coaches, today is the day. Type in the chat, help me please coach, and someone will help you, because I don't think we've ever had every single coach on before. Sherry and everybody, holy heck, I might get some coaching from you people. All right, so that should kill the overwhelm of there's really just three systems or processes or plans I need in my business. Accounting, which is easy, client attraction, employee attraction. We'll help you with all that sort of stuff. And just so you guys know, I'm not completely biased. Sherry is a Canadian and she's on our team. So you know how we feel about Canadians. The fact that we let her on shows even us will take talent even from Canada, even though it hurts my insides. Hey, Naomi, good to have you, sister. So, all right, we got to get away from the overwhelming because it's really just those three big things. The big mistake that we make is, David says, how's it going? Running in from Texas. My wife and I love the videos and all the info. Glad to help, David. Good to have you here, buddy. This is a super common thing. What almost every cleaning company owner I've seen and coach does with those three plates is they set down the accounting, they ignore it. We'll talk about that in a little bit and go, oh, the accounting's a mess and I'm just going to ignore it and hopefully it won't put me out of business, which not really great. And then they, as opposed to trying to figure out, they'll either try and keep both plates spinning. But what happens is they go from one plate to another. Hey, Cecilia, good to see you, sister. They'll go from one plate to another. So they'll go to the client attraction plate, which is, yeah, and James is now admitting that he's a kid. Not only do I let him into my team, I let him in my millionaire mastermind. Canadians are overrunning the place. I knew we shouldn't have let the foreigners in, but we're stuck now. And James isn't really Canadian. He's a Canadian. And you'll have to, you know, message him to find out what the heck that means. So the big mistake I see most people doing, this is what we want to try and prepare you to avoid, is I'm going to ignore the accounting plate, which is super important. And then I'm going to pick one, right? Usually we start with clients. I got to get clients. So we hustle, 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 hustle. We don't make any plans. We don't make any systems or processes. We just start hustling to get clients, right? We post on Facebook, we hand out business cards, cold calling, door knocking, whatever we're going to do, we hustle, hustle, hustle. We don't really have a system or plan. Our plan is to hustle until we get something. Most of you guys that are hardworking business owners, that works. You get some clients, but then you go, holy crap, now I got to either start cleaning or start hiring employees. Once we get bigger, the more sophisticated version, as opposed to stopping all the marketing that we've been doing that worked and start cleaning, the more sophisticated version, holy crap, I got to start hiring. But the problem is because we didn't have a plan and a system, we don't have it. All that momentum we built on the client attraction, we just walk away and that plate that we're spinning falls and break. That rock that we're pushing up the hill rolls back down. The flywheel that took all that energy to start getting the motion going, right? All the energy to get that thing spinning, we walk away and it stops. So we go over to okay, I got to get some employees. And then the same thing, we don't really have a system or process to get employees. So it's hustle, 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 right? We put out an ad, and either we put out a bad ad and no one shows up, which is a real problem, or we put out a good ad, we get 100 people, but then we don't have a system or process. So we just start calling people and they don't pick up, or they do pick up, or they're obviously no good, or you're trying to figure out a time. So I don't know. And you get through 30 or 40 people and you're just like, I hate this so much, I quit. And you get maybe of the 30 or 40 people, maybe set up 5 or 10 interviews. Of those, nobody shows up, or half shows up. Of the people, the half that do show up, half immediately, they're like, oh my gosh, this, you know, with the tattoos and the nose ring and the, you know, whatever crazy thing, you're like, this is not a fit right off the bat. And then because you're forced to, well, one of two things happens at that point. Either you give up and go, forget, I'll just clean. It's just easier to clean. And then we've given up our whole business, our whole dream, and we just accept a cleaning job, which isn't why we got into this thing. Or if we refuse to clean, then we're like, we just do it. We hate it. And we just hate cleaning. And what happens is we'll get barely enough people, right? Or not even enough people. Most people severely underestimate how many people they need. So they'll have two or three cleaners that are working 50 or 60 hours a week, but they're so sick of, or 40 hours a week even, they're just so sick of hiring. They can't do it. They won't do it anymore. Hey, Amanda Owens, good to see you, sister. They just quit and go, forget it. I can't do this anymore. And then what happens is because they don't quite have enough, and you feel free to put me in the chat if any of you guys are going like, oh crap, that's me. He's totally nailing me. Or I've been through this. Then because when I have a system or process, the employees know that we need them far more than they need us. And then now the inmates are running the asylum, right? They start doing the whole, well, I'll show up when I want to show up, or I won't do a great job. And they kind of have this arrogance of knowing, like, you can't fire me, you need me. But it was so painful to hire them. And then maybe even we did hire and two quit and only one stayed. So just by merit that they show up semi on time, most of the time, we let them run our lives, right? And then, but what happens is then all the marketing work that we did dries up. So now we're like, holy crap, my hiring is kind of on fire. My client attraction wasn't on fire, but it is now because I've been dealing with this hiring thing and not doing any client attraction. And I have sadly seen owners of cleaning companies go for years doing that dance back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And then unfortunately, what finally gets them is typically one of two things. One, because they ignored their financials for so long, they literally go broke. Or two, they just get burnt out. They'll either give up and start cleaning, or they just give up and shut down. So that's really what I want to make sure that we avoid. And again, that whole, if I ignore my books, it'll just get better, work itself out. You can't run a company without data. That's like going down the freeway, you know, the wind in your hair in a convertible with a blindfold on, right? Or trying to fly a plane with no gauges, or telling you, you know, altitude and attitude and any of the stuff that you know. Without books, you can't know if you're growing or you're shrinking, profitable, on the verge of collapse. So here's the big thing. Denise said she did that dance for 6 years. It's exhausting. So frustrating to just go back and forth. And really all that is, guys, gals, is a lack of a plan. And a lot of you guys say, well, I'll do a plan tomorrow. But the problem is we're so busy doing it, working the business, going back and forth, trying to keep all the plates spinning. We never really take the time to make a plan, and tomorrow is always the worst time to execute anything. So the big thing I want you to get from this is, one, there's just those two big plans that you need to do. Two, if you really want to grow, you're going to absolutely have to do a plan. And here's the problem, and I think Naomi says it's very frustrating. That is a kind way to put it. I think it was Abraham Lincoln said, if he had an hour to cut down a tree, he'd spend 50 minutes sharpening his axe. And that's what we don't want to do, right? Because we don't have a plan, because we're too busy spinning all the plates, we don't feel like we have a time to work on our business. We have to work in it. And then here's the thing, when I've talked with you guys and gals personally on the phone, when people are really able to be honest and get to it, it starts with, I don't feel like I have time. I'm too busy hustling, working in the business. And hey, Courtney says his first live, she's able to be on. Good to see you, sister. Hello. They kind of get to the point where we feel like I don't have time to plan. I'm just too busy working on my business. I don't have time, or I'm too busy working in my business. I don't have time to work on it. We kind of use that as an excuse. But the reality, when I've had you guys, Cleaning Nation, be super honest with me, you guys can tell me if this is the case, if this has been your experience or not. They go, honestly, if I really wanted to spend the time, I had the time. But I've got this fear in the back of my head that I don't know what to do. I don't really have a plan to follow. So it's not that they don't want to work on their business. They don't know what to do, and they don't really have a plan that they trust. And they're working so hard, it's easy to go, I'm too busy, right? I'm doing the air quotes for those of you guys that are on the video. I'm too busy to work on my business. But what they're really saying is, I'm working in my business so much, my time is so precious, my spare time, I would absolutely spend it working on my business if I knew what to do, but I don't know what to do, and I'm terrified. And I'm terrified if I take 1 second of my free time that's so precious to me to try and work on my business, I just couldn't handle emotionally if I went the wrong way or it didn't work, so I end up doing nothing. So what we do is we just work in it more and more and more, never kind of growing. And when we finally get a second to look around, as opposed to planning, we just kind of stop and take a break and watch Netflix, right? And I'm not judging or trying to make you feel bad. I just want, we can't change the behavior until we identify it. So I just want you guys to know, and gals in Cleaning Nation, I talk to you guys all the time, and right, this isn't something we like to share in public. So I want to share it so you guys can go, I'm not alone. And now we're going to figure out how to fix it. John says, I've been there several times before I actually have actually done it. And it's, yeah, it's sad. And the reason I bring this up is a lot of people share with me thinking they're alone, or that they're stupid, or this is some, you know, they're somehow defective and it's their fault. The reality is, this is super common. And if you don't have a plan and a system to get out of it, you really can't be blamed for saying, I don't have that much free time and I don't really know what to do. And I'm afraid to climb the ladder faster when I don't even know if the ladder is against the right wall, right? I might be going the wrong direction. So the reality is, oh, and one last thing is, we, this whole, and another version of that with this whole coronavirus thing is, oh, I'd love to make a plan, but not now, you know, not during Corona, everything's out of people. The reality is, this is the best time to make a plan, right? Because we've got time, we've got focus, things we need planning and systems and processes more than we ever have. So the reality is, the good news, I know this is, I don't want to have been dark, but I've kind of, we've highlighted the frustration. Let's talk about what to do. The good news, and the flip side of that, the good news is, it's just those three things, right? You don't need 100 plans or 1,000 systems. You just need the bookkeeping, I promise you, is not that hard once you do it. You just need some help getting you through, and very basic systems. It's easier than you think to do it right. It's just sometimes we've ignored it for so long, it seems scarier. The client attraction, be totally honest with you, it does take some work. And typically you have to grow as a marketer, as an entrepreneur. But once you've got that skill, you can, Celia says, have you been spying on me? Yes, I'm that creepy guy with the binoculars. I did not appreciate you turning the sprinklers on me, Celia. You're very rude. And Naomi says, now is the best time to grow. Couldn't agree with you more, sister. So the reality is, once you've got these basic systems and plans in place, not only are you going to start growing, but you can be confidently, you can grow confidently, which again, aside from taking away the frustration and having the confidence, actually starting to make money and leading your team and all these good things emotionally, the big thing is you can love your business again. I don't know if, again, I've been in business, a business one way or another for 25 years, and I've done this, and you guys can tell me in the chat if any of you have ever felt this way. Sometimes I get to the point, I'm like, I just want to shut it down. And, you know, I've spent so much time, or not shut it down, just get away. I can't live this life anymore. So I say things like, I want to shut it down, but I know I can't. I've got everything in this business. I spent 10 years or 5 years or however long you've been building. You're like, I can't just shut it down. So then we're like, wistfully, we go, oh, I want to sell it. But the problem is, no one, we've got a hornet's nest and no one wants to buy a hornet's nest. So it's a weird kind of catch 22. When you get these systems and when you have this plan in place and it's working, then it's worth a ton of money. Lots of people want to give you money. You don't want to sell it because it's such a great business. But when you want to sell it and you hate it, it's because the systems aren't working. You don't have a plan. No one wants to buy it. And then we're stuck because we're like, well, I can't spend 10 years of my life building, or 5 years or how long you had. I put everything into this thing. I can't possibly see it die. So it's a crappy place. So the good news is, once you do have the plans in place, you won't want to sell it anymore. You'll fall in love with your business again. If and when, for whatever reason, you do have to or want to sell it, you can actually make some money out of it. You're just three plans away. So that is, hopefully you're hearing the passion go, holy crap, Mike seems all fired up today. I am fired up today. The reason is, that is, having spent 20 years, building different businesses and having some version of these issues and having to kind of just bang my head against a wall and walk around in the dark with, you know, the lights off, we finally figured out the systems and processes to be able to do it over and over and over repeatedly, right? Which is awesome. And that's what we do all day, every day. Even during Corona, we actually had one of our best months ever in April during the height of the Corona, because systems and processes and plans are more important during crisis than they are during regular times. So that said, if you would like our help, now is the perfect time. A, it's Corona. B, you don't have to live like that anymore, right? There, we've got hundreds of folks. If you go to growmycleaningcompanyreviews.com, we've got hundreds of folks that have, we've helped through this. If you would like our help, this is weird. I don't think we've ever had this many coaches on the thing, the live. So yay, just ping a coach or put in the chat, hey, somebody help me. B, you can set up a time at growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. Well, first of all, we just redid the website and there's like five or six Easter eggs on there that are awesome. So you go to growmycleaningcompany.com period to find all the Easter eggs. I would love to hear your feedback on the new website. It is full ridiculousness. So go check that out. Give us your feedback. But if you would like help from one of our coaches, again, just put something in the chat or go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. Really, when you jump on the call, it's 15 minutes. There's nothing for sale. If you say, whatever you have, Mike, I want it. Here's my credit card. They can't even take credit card. They can't even process credit card. They don't have any way to do that. We just want to get you clear and make a plan. So really, I've done it. I've been doing this 25 years and it is very lonely trying to be out in the universe, trying to make a plan on your own. So if you'd like someone that's done this over and over and over and wants to, make a plan with you, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. One of our coaches who's here on the chat, they've joined me because they're amazing. We'll help you put together a plan and we'll see how we can help you. Just a couple things on the chat, then we'll call it a day. Denise says, I wish I listened to Mike years ago when I first found his podcast. It would have saved me a lot of time and energy money in the long run. From your mouth to my wife's ears, Denise, if I could just get her to say, I wish I listened to Mike. Just kidding. Appreciate you, Denise. John says, Mike, I appreciate you and Natalie. Have to run. Watch the video later. No worries, buddy. Good to have you live. Ashley, yay. One of my favorite people. Next level lady. Fired up for today. Mariana's mindset call yesterday was on fire. So, and poor Samaya says, help me, someone. One of the coaches reach out to Samaya and help her. We got your back, sister. We're here for you. What Ashley just said, I want to make a quick comment on that because we talked about it earlier in terms of you have to, a lot of people think we've got to get a new plan, and we do, but we always have to help. We always have to change ourselves first, and then we can kind of change what we do. So that mindset work that we do, we've got Mariana is our mindset coach. That's what she does for this team, just helping with the mindset. We have that. So glad that you had an awesome call yesterday. Ashley, can't wait to talk to you on Wednesday. Holy crap. And now everyone needs help. Shalonda says, I absolutely need this help. We are here for you, Shalonda. Someone reach out to her. Kelvin, I've never seen it spelled Kelvin, K-E-L-V-Y-N, says, help, please. I'll stay on just a minute so the coaches can reach out to you guys and gals. But the summary, the long story short for all of this is, if you think doing more of what you are doing now will get you different results, you are going to be sorely disappointed. If you want to fix it, so to speak, tomorrow, that's really not an entrepreneur. Today is always a day. If you're like, I need a plan, I need a system, today's the day. If you want our help, we are happy to help you. growmycleaningcompany.com/talk, or just reach out in the chat. And someone, if wants to hook up Shalonda or Kelvin, that would be great. If we're not a fit or you think we're full of crap, that's okay. Don't use it as an excuse. Today is still the day you need to make a plan. I have coached hundreds of you guys and it breaks my heart to see folks that are just lacking a plan. It's not time. One of the reasons I love this community is nobody's lazy. Guys, gals are working 50, 60, 70, 80 hours a week and just not getting results. It's just lack of knowing what to work on. And don't let that be you. Life can be so much better. We can get you out of cleaning. We can get you out of having a job and into a business. You just need a plan. Ashley says, love this community so much. Ashley and Avery, by the way, sweetest people in the whole daggum world. Looks like Leah's reaching out to, okay. Looks like everyone's getting taken care of. Cleaning Nation, you all are amazing. I can't wait to meet any and every one of you. David says, yes, we need and want your help to supercharge our business. Awesome. David, or actually one of the coaches, if you'd reach out to David and give this guy some love. I think I've seen you in the community around, David. It's funny because we have so many people in the community, but I see names that look familiar. I've seen over and over. So coaches, reach out to all the guys and gals that are looking for help. Can't wait to serve every single one of you and meet you hopefully in person, or at least live. We're doing everything Zoom. We had a live event. It was actually scheduled like this week, but we had to put it off. So excited to meet you guys in person. But before that, we'll meet in Zoom if we end up working together. And we will we'll end with Aviv, bring in the Ben Franklin wisdom. If you fail to plan, you are planning to fail. I'd say it better myself if I could, but I can't, so I won't. Rick looks like he's got David Garza taken care of. That's fantastic. Guys, gals, great to hang out with you. We'll see you soon. Get a plan. You can do this. Don't be overwhelmed. Talk soon, guys. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.